The programming on 88.1 FM is made possible in part by WWER Watts members, who show their support of community radio by donating online at wwer.org/membership. If you like our programming, please consider contributing to wwer.org/membership.
This is Sally Adams with Town Matters.
Hi, I'm India Adams-Jacobs, Town Manager.
And I'm Diane Beyer, the Director of Public Works for the Town of Colonial Beach.
And we are talking about the Central Drainage Project today. It's a really big project, and why don't we start with what is the Central Drainage Project?
So the Central Drainage Project was identified back in 2020, and it was identified as a need for the town because the infrastructure here is aging. Most of it is in excess of 50 years old, and we needed to replace over 2,000 linear feet of sewer. Over 1,000 feet of water lines will be replaced in this project. There are other areas in the town that also need attention, but this was the one chosen first because of its centrality to the business district and the tourism area that's impacted throughout the year.
So I know this system is in some places pretty old, I guess. How would you define old, and why is it important to replace?
Old is a relative term when you're talking about infrastructure because it depends on what kind of materials have been used. If you have old clay pipes, which we have a lot of in the town here, the clay pipes start to crack and they start to allow infiltration and inflow, which is an issue that we're having all over town. And what that means is water that does not belong in the sewer system is getting into the sewer system. And it will, at some point, if not corrected, overflow our wastewater treatment plant capabilities. And if it comes out through manholes, it could cause permitting issues and fines.
So permitting issues and fines ensue when sewage comes out places that's not supposed to come out. Is that what you're trying to say?
That's what I'm trying to say, exactly, yes. Okay. And this should address that.
Well, that kind of answers the why now question, but there's more to it than that, I think.
The why now, the project is it's a lengthy one. It's a large project. It's going to take in most of the downtown area, and the project timeline is probably going to be about 9 months. That's best case scenario. So there was really no good time to start the project. It's going to cut into someone's season somewhere. So we had to start it at some point. The timeline begins on June 1st with shovels in the ground, and we will go from there. There are 5 stages to the project, and the first stage is June to July, and that work will begin on Beach Terrace near the pier, and that'll encompass Hawthorne Street near Taylor Avenue. Phase 2 is going to be July through August, and that sewer work is going to be on Taylor Street. Phase 3 is July through August as well, and that's sewer work on Denison Street. Phase 4 is August through September. That is also sewer work on Washington Avenue. That'll be the largest phase of the project. Phase 5 will be September through the beginning of October, if we're still on timeline, and that will be sewer work on Colonial Avenue and water line work back in areas served by Phase 1, 2, and 3, which is Beach Terrace through Hawthorne, Denison, and Taylor.
So that's a really big project. And the Department of Public Works is involved in the project, but you have other entities involved in it.
We do. We have been working with an engineering firm called Dewberry. They have prepared the RFP documentation and helped us through that process. They are providing some project management and also project inspection. We will have an inspector out every day on the project, taking a look at things as public works staff, working closely with this inspector, and we will be keeping track of what the contractor is doing day to day and make sure that everything's inspected and serviced correctly.
So do you think you'll be able to keep them on the timeline?
I've never worked with this contractor, so I'm not sure how they work. We're going to try to stay on timeline. There will be opportunities for us to not meet these dates due to weather, materials availability, other unforeseen circumstances that we do not know about. The town is going to update the timelines and changes via the town's website. So there will be a dedicated Central Drainage Project webpage on our website.
Also kind of depends on what you might find under the ground. Because you really don't know for sure.
It does. It does. There are geotechnical issues we could run into, such as running sand and rock and other materials, crossing lines that we may not be aware of. So there are numerous things that may happen that may throw us off timeline.
Dig deep enough, think you'll find some pirate treasure?
If we do, I guess we'd have to call the Department of Mineral Resources, or would that be historic resources
Something like cultural resources?
Yeah.
Surely Virginia has that kind of department.
Yeah, I would think. Department of Pirate Booty, I don't know.
That'd be very exciting. Well, town manager, you have probably some things to share about how this is going to impact the town, because it will, in some wonderful ways within a year, but in some maybe inconvenient ways in the meantime.
Obviously, we've been planning for this project for a little over 2 years at this point, and we do know, as Diane mentioned, there's no perfect time to start a nine-month project. Inadvertently, it will hit someone's season. But we have worked very intentionally, both with our contractors and staff, to try to mitigate as much as possible. As it relates to parking, some of the questions that I've received most recently, we believe that weekday parking will be impacted just in those construction areas based on that timeline that Diane mentioned, which will be available on our website. Options and alternatives for parking will be available on the town's website on our beach and parking page. If you go to our main homepage, there's a huge landing button that says beach and parking, and that will take you to the alternatives for parking in our downtown. We also believe that weekend impact will be minimal, as most of the construction will take place during the week, during the weekday, during daylight hours. So in the afternoon, there will be plating in our streets so that the streets will not be impacted in the evening, but also by the end of Friday. So our weekends would not be impacted, which we hope will obviously not impact our tourism market too much. Our Wilder lots, Hawthorne and Castlewood, our main primary lots, will all be available and not impacted. And the on-street parking on Irving Avenue along the beach also will not be impacted. That'll be open during the duration of the parking. And again, that town parking lot information can be available and found on our website, as well as parking brochures that we have available in town. You can pick those up from the Chamber of Commerce and some various businesses around town. And that's been updated for the season as well. We also have another free lot adjacent to Irving Avenue as well that will be able to assist with golf cart parking, and we have also increased golf cart parking on Madison Avenue. So for those locals in town who don't want to drive a car during this process, we definitely encourage you to utilize those new golf cart parking lots that we've created this season.
So it sounds like you are really well prepared to handle any inconvenience that comes along.
As much as possible. Obviously, construction of this sort we'll have some challenges. I think we worked as a team very, very well to prepare for this, along with our chief of police, who's thought through alternative parking and parade routes through for our special events, as well as road closures that will need to be necessary with the VDOT signage that we have, as well as signage that we have in town. And we'll be working on additional wayfinding signage to make sure folks can move throughout town with as little resistance as possible.
So that's a really good point. Make sure you keep an eye out on our social media for changes in parade routes, for instance, the Potomac River Festival, so you don't miss out on anything. It's not going to be much of a change, but small things. So that's a great place to put a plug in for the town's website. If you want to find information about any of these things, can they visit the town website and get information?
They can. www.colonialbeachva.gov. You could also reach out to the town manager email or our public works director's email, or call public works directly at 804-224-7260.
That's great. Can you repeat that phone number just for people's memories?
Sure. One more time. 804-224-7260.
Now, I wanted to move into business impacts just a little bit, because I know there was a meeting with businesses that will be impacted. What were you able to tell business owners?
Yeah, we met earlier in the week with many of our affected businesses. We hosted a open house at Kobe Workspaces, so thank you to Kobe Workspaces for hosting that meeting. Again, there will be select businesses in the construction area, particularly in the areas of Hawthorne Street, Beach Terrace, that will be temporarily impacted with construction. We also have talked about that wayfinding signage, as well as other communication tools that we're going to use to help support businesses during this work. As it relates to communications, we obviously have been working collaboratively as a team internally for this project, knowing that it would be quite impactful. So we have completed that open house. We've started with updates in our town quarterly newsletter, which ends up in your utility bill. So be on the lookout and actually read your utility bill information, as construction updates will be included in there. We are conducting radio interviews, such as like we're doing today. We are creating a town webpage with project updates that will be updated as the project progresses. We will have code red updates as it relates to any utility outages, as it relates to water cutoffs or service interruptions during that time. And we are continuing to update at future council meetings. So I think we've been pretty intentional about trying to check all of our boxes. Obviously, a project of this sort will require a lot of patience on everyone's behalf as we're working through it. But I think we are covering all of our bases and trying to communicate as best as possible throughout the duration of the project. That is our goal.
That's awesome. My husband always reminds me that I need to chill out. It's the beach. So it's like living on vacation around here sometimes. I know it's not for everyone. And I know a sewer project doesn't feel very glamorous, but it's going to make a big difference. What is it that you see that's going to be different as a result of this?
Well, we do have, again, with the sewer project, it's going to take care of a lot of the I&I, the infiltration and inflow issues. So that will lessen the amount of water that we're treating at the wastewater treatment plant. We are putting in water line as well in the Beach Terrace area. So that will serve several businesses in that area with better pressure. Several business owners in the area at the meeting the other day did make a point of letting us know that, yes, they do indeed have water pressure issues. So it should solve a lot of that as well.
Great. And the roads are going to be slightly nicer afterwards in some places.
Yeah, I think to piggyback on Diane, there's definitely going to be some short-term tangible results, but also many long-term tangible results. She mentioned some regulatory agencies such like DEQ and EPA. One of the unintended consequences could be, if we didn't do this sort of project, that we could face regulatory fines and things like that if it continued to get worse. So this is in some ways a preventative measure from anything like that. And I think as government officials, we do our jobs by doing our due diligence and ensuring that we can fix as many issues as we can before they arise. So a long-term impact would be future risk mitigation from any of those sorts of things. But to your point, we will have better streets in our downtown core when it's all said and done. So to tag on to beautification efforts that are already underway, when it's all said and done, we'll see those long-term impacts as well.
And I know people wonder sometimes, how come I don't see evidence of this? But we saw evidence of this already this year when that section of road on Washington Avenue, a sinkhole just appeared, surprised everyone, and Department of Public Works handled it immediately. But that is part of the problem, isn't it?
It is indeed part of the problem. That was an old, that was a mishmash of old piping. You had a clay pipe going into an iron pipe, which shouldn't happen anywhere, anytime. But back in the day, they did what they did with what they had. So we had a collapse there because the infrastructure was old, the connection was never solid, so it failed and we had a sinkhole in the road.
You definitely don't want any more of that.
Absolutely
right?
Not.
Can either of you all talk more about the impact to the beach, which is our main feature around here?
Sure. At this time, we don't anticipate the project construction to have any impacts on our beaches. If we do, that's something that we'll end up communicating to the public if we reach that point. But we don't anticipate that at this point.
Great. So people will still be able to put their umbrellas up and go out in the water?
Absolutely.
Great. Okay.
It wouldn't be Colonial Beach if we couldn't.
Right? Exactly. Yeah, that's true. Well, is there anything else you all want to share about the project that you haven't yet said?
I think we're excited to finally get it started, get it underway, and then work through the various phases and see what the outcomes will be. I think, as Diane mentioned, it's a project that's been needed. Deferred maintenance over time only gets worse. It almost reminds you of when you're a kid and you have to take medicine and you don't want it, right? There's no perfect time to take it, but sometimes you have to take your dose, you get better on the back end. And I think this particular construction phase, obviously we mentioned there's no perfect time, but getting this project done, get it completed using the federal funds that we've been allocated, is a win-win for the community today and will be in the future as well.
Fantastic. Can you give that number one more time, just in case people want to call, and the address of the website as well?
Sure. The website address is www.colonialbeachva.gov, and the number for Public Works is 804-224-7260.
Visit the town website if you want to go over any of this information.
And check your utility bill.
And definitely check your utility bill. There are so many other things going on in town besides the central drainage. Maybe y'all could share a little bit about some of those things that you're doing.
Sure. I think working with collaboratively with Public Works and Parks and Rec and Barry Dunn, our consulting firm for our Parks Rec Master Plan, we've made some great improvements to our parks over the last year, including park resurfacing at Castlewood, Washington Avenue, and Torrey Smith Park, which was completed early in the spring in collaboration with our Public Works Department. And then our bike path upgrades. Last fall, or actually a year ago, we went out with Town Council and took a look at the bike path and discussed some ways that we could help improve it and make it safer and improve overall livability and placemaking in that area. And so one of the first things we did last fall after council approved the ARPA funding for that project, we repaved and resurfaced that and then made plans for improved lighting, which is going in this week. And I'll let Diane talk a little bit about that, but we're very excited about the improvements that we've seen and the great feedback that we received from residents.
We have about 25 solar lights going in the length of the bike path. 12 of them are already set and working, and they look fantastic. If you get a chance, go out and walk the path at night. It's no pun intended, night to day change. The other solar lights will be installed the last week in May, so at the end of May you'll be able to see the entire path lit up. As India said, it's been going on for almost a year with the planning and the actual doing of the project. It kind of was an in-house project that we've taken care of via Public Works staff. They've been fantastic. We do have a contractor that we employed to do the install of the actual lights, but the rest of it has been in-house done by Public Works.
Diane's being modest, but I think they use some very innovative and creative methods to get that project done in a cost-effective manner. Actually, with the repaving that was done in town previously.
So tell us a little bit about where the bike path goes.
So the bike path connects 12th Street to Forest Avenue.
You can ride a bike on it, you can walk on it, jog on it. Can you ride your golf cart on it?
You can ride your golf cart on it. We did also put some fencing up at each intersection, at each entrance and egress, to discourage vehicles, because we do not want vehicles on this path larger than golf carts. It is definitely a recreational path and should be used as that.
They actually reuse millings from repaving and paving in town from other projects that we receive VDOT funds for. So we definitely repurpose some what some people would call waste back into a project that we needed to complete to save some money for the town. So those sort of things happen every day. We often don't talk about them, but our team and our crews are always thinking about ways to save money and get projects completed on schedule and on price.
And it's a relatively new team too.
We are a relatively new team. I've been here 2 years as of last April, and Diane's been here almost a year in August.
That's fantastic. It's very exciting to see the town being buffed up like this. It's making it shiny. We love that. And thank you for the hard work you both do. We really appreciate it. And I think we'll be talking in the future if you'd be open for that.
Absolutely. We'll be happy to be back.
Great. Absolutely. Thank you, Sally.
Thank you.
If you enjoy the programming on WWER, please consider making a donation. You can find out more at wwer.org/membership.